Today's Tanya for the 11th of Adar is in Perek Chav Tes, in chapter 29. It's on page 378. The Alter Rebbe is providing advice and guidance for the Beinoni who has to get himself out of the complacency of the Timtum Halev that prevents him from being inspired in his davening and in his service of God, and says that the complacency and the Timtum HaLev comes from arrogance of the Yetzirah, the arrogance of the animal soul. So the solution is to shatter it, to reduce it back to its normal size, to deflate the ego, the arrogance of the animal soul. And this is done by becoming disgusted with himself, the Beinoni. And since himself is the animal soul, he identifies with his animal soul, by becoming disgusted with himself, he becomes disgusted with his animal soul, and that deflates the arrogance of the animal soul. So the Rebbe says that the difference between the Beinoni and the Tzaddik is that the Beinoni identifies with his animal soul, whereas the Tzaddik identifies with his godly soul. So in the Beinoni, the me is the animal soul, and the godly soul is placed in me, shenosatobi. Whereas with the tzaddik, the me is the godly soul. And the body, since a tzaddik doesn't have a yetzahara, so the body of the tzaddik is the addition to the me. And that's why it's called the flesh of man. As Hillel HaZaken would say to his students, Kishah Yahelech Lechel Hayaimer Shehu Heilech Ligmil Chesed Im Hualuva Va'aniya. When he would go to eat, when Hillel would go to eat, he would say that he's going to do a favor to the poor, lowly creature. And what was he referring to? Hu Gufei. He was talking about his own body. Because to him the body was like a stranger for whom he was responsible and for whom he had a mitzvah to feed and take care of. And so velochin, and so he considered it an act of kindness when he fed his body, when he fed himself. Because he himself is only the godly soul. That's the me in the tzaddik. Because only the godly soul alone gives life to his body in the tzaddik. Whereas in the Beinoni, it's the animal soul that gives life to the body. And that's why he identifies with the animal soul. Whereas in the tzaddik, it's the body lives off the godly soul. Shehaza shehoya benefesh achiyunis hamelubeshes bedomei psorei nisapich l'teiv. Because the evil, meaning the animal soul, that the evil that was in the animal soul, that is clothed in the blood, that gives life to the body, in the tzaddik has been transformed, v'nichlal b'kdushas nefesh olikis mamish b'tzaddikin, and has become absorbed and become part of the godly soul, literally. So that which was animal soul energy has become godly soul energy. And so the body lives exclusively off godly soul energy. And so the person, in the tzaddik, the person is his godly soul, whereas the body is the attachment or the addition to the soul, to the person. Since the essence of the animal soul that comes from klipa, the essence of the animal soul, meaning the emotions and the intellect, is in the Beinoni still unholy, whereas the garments of the animal soul is in the Beinoni perfectly holy. So it is the essence, muhusa v'atzmusa, of the animal soul that is milubeshes bedomei upsare, that is clothed in his blood and in his body, loy ne'epach l'teiv. The emotions of the animal soul have not become good. And hazei hi ha'adam atzmei. And therefore, the person identifies with his animal soul. Since the animal soul has not been transformed, its emotions haven't changed, and it's the animal soul that gives life to the body, therefore, in the Beinoni, when he is disgusted with himself, what is he disgusted by, or what is he disgusted with? He is disgusted with the emotions and the impulses of his animal soul. And that is himself. So when he becomes brokenhearted, when he finds that he doesn't like the way he is, and that it can't go on, this deflates the arrogance of the animal soul, and the animal soul becomes more responsive, the heart becomes more responsive to the godly impulses, to the godly messages of the godly soul. In the Hayyim Yeim for the 11th of Adar, the Rebbe writes that Yadua Mekubal Be'inyan HaKavonah Shebetzila, it is known and it is a tradition passed on from generation to generation concerning the Kavonahs of the davening, Asher Elu She'ein Daitam Yofel L'Chavin, that those who don't have the wisdom to have the proper intentions, al pikabol and so on, mipnei heder hayedia, mipnei she'ein bekecham, lizker kavanas haproti is beis atfila, either because they never learned, they don't have the knowledge, or because they don't have the ability to remember all the details of the kavanas while they're davening, they get confused. Maspik sheyichavnu kavana klolis. So we are told, and we know, and there's a Kabbalah about this, that it is enough and sufficient to have a general kavanah. And that is, liyeh tfilosei nishmas lefanav yizbarech, that the kavanah during the davening is, the person has in mind, that his prayer should be heard before God, im kol ha-kavanah is ha-mevuah is b'sifrei Kabbalah, with all the intentions as they are described in the Svarim of Kabbalah. So he doesn't have the kavana in his mind, but his intention is that the davening contain and should have all the meanings of the kavanas as they are written in the Svarim in Kabbalah. And so with that general kavana, the davening is more acceptable and more effective in coming before God with the kavanas that the person himself can't think, but that he has in mind during the davening, as they are described in the Kabbalah.